Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquette. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels throws to second for one, and Button throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Goodman moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and has Goodman trapped. There's the throw to Green, who throws over to Malzone, who tags Goodman for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jensen. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Jensen steals second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone is walked intentionally. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Landis reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Goodman scores. Smith moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet strikes out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Green moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Green scores. Geiger moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels catches it and throws to Green, who tags Aparicio for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball and throws to Monbukit covering. Safe. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Billy Goodman. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Don Button. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Bill Monbukit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball towards left. Smith settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Smith. Stevens moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Mahoney scores. Green moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen is walked intentionally. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields the ball and throws to Staley covering. Safe. Green scores. Geiger moves to third. Jensen moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geiger tags and scores. Jensen tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Esposito fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Mahoney now playing shortstop. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Jim McEnany. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Turk Lown now pitching. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney takes first base on ball 4. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Green hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mahoney moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown juggles the ball. That's an error on Lown. Mahoney scores. Green moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Nelson Chittum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Geiger. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Geiger steals second. Nelson Chittum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chittum bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Green scores. Geiger moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney misplays the ball. That's an error on Mahoney. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Esposito moves to second. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Lawler scores. Esposito scores. Cash goes all the way around to score. 3 runs are unearned. It's 7-6, Red Sox. John Romano pinch hits for Turk Lown. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Arias now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arias fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mahoney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.